When we speak of the Apostle Peter, let us remember that the name Peter was given to him by our Lord. His parents did not name him Peter. They gave him the name Simon. From the time of the Maccabees, Simon was one of the most common Jewish names. Among the 12 apostles, there were 2 Simons and 2 Judases. In fact, there are 9 in the New Testament bearing the name of Simon. Simon Peter, Simon the Zealot, Simon of Cyrene, who shouldered the cross of our Lord. Then there's Simon the leper, Simon the brother of the Lord, Simon the rich Pharisee that invited Jesus into his house for a meal, in which the sinful woman came in and washed Jesus' feet with her tears and wiped him dry with her hair. There is Simon from Samaria, the one who became a believer and was baptized in the name of Jesus, who also thought that he could buy the gift from Peter and John in order to lay hands on people and they would receive the Holy Ghost. We also read about Simon the Tanner, in whose house Simon was staying when Cornelius sent his servants in search of him. Both Simon and Simeon in Hebrew signifies listening. Simon was widely used as a name during the Middle Ages, but because of the emphasis that the Catholic Church placed on Peter as the first pope, the name Simon went out of fashion. Although Peter left the sea for the Savior and left catching fish for the saving of souls, the sea remained much a part of this one-time fisherman. For instance, no narrative is more revealing than the one which Jesus, eager to teach the multitudes on the seashore, commanded Peter's boat. Jesus turns to Peter with what seems like an unreasonable demand. Launch out into the deep and let down your net for drought, Jesus said. Can you imagine the old Adam rising up in poor, tired Peter? As with a touch of sarcasm, he replied, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Peter was a craftsman. He knew about fishing. Jesus knew about carpentry. Jesus knew nothing about fishing. Why, if he obeyed such a request, let down his net, he would become a laughing stock among those that were fishing with him. When Peter said, Nevertheless, at thy words, I will let down the net, I think he might have been saying to himself, It's not the right time to fish, and you ought to know this, but if you say so, here goes. For the miraculous catch of fish brought the fisherman to realize that the one who had commanded him to cast his net was no ordinary man, but the master of ocean, earth, and sky. From there on, Jesus became his Lord. Conscience swept over his soul as with a searchlight as he saw himself a sinful man, daring to question the knowledge and power of the sinless Lord. So, humiliated to the depths and crushed with a sense of guilt, he cried out, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. But Jesus did not leave the sinner. He stayed with him until the end. Peter became conscious of the presence of a power beyond his knowledge. Another sea incident happened was the one associated with finances. The taxes were due, and Peter and Jesus both were broke. But the resourceful master told Peter to take a fishing line and go fishing, where he would catch a fish with the required amount in his mouth. Again, Peter learned that his master was the Lord of nature. We take our Lord's word in their literal sense and believe they were literally fulfilled. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.